Well, the case count keeps rising from the coronavirus, with over 700 recorded nationally now. Queensland and WA have had their single biggest day rises since the health crisis hit our shores. And with the emergency comes more and more restrictions. Pubs and cafes, aged care homes, Indigenous communities and families planning for the school holidays, they're all affected by the latest federal government announcements after today's meeting of the Coronavirus National Cabinet. Straight to Canberra tonight and our political reporter, Tom Eagledon.
If you're still getting out and about, there's another new rule introduced today to keep in mind. Non-essential indoor gatherings had already been limited to 100 people or less. Now those gatherings will need to allow 4 square metres per person, says Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Do the right thing, do the common sense thing, and support each other, and you will save lives.
That's going to mean for your average size cafe of, say, 80 square metres in size, no more than 20 customers inside at any one time, with that all-important 1.5 metre separation between customers.
I know it means a lot of change for a lot of venues, whether they be cafes or restaurants or clubs or any of these other places of public gathering, including in this building here. We'll be working to ensure that people know how many people can be in the various meeting rooms in this place.
There's also growing concern that the upcoming Easter holidays could provide a way for the virus to spread. Domestic travel restrictions are on their way, and the Prime Minister's giving fair warning to families making plans.
People should reconsider any unnecessary travel. That is the clear advice, and that comes also with the backing of the medical experts panel. But we will consider further advice on that, and we know that is necessary to do so in time for the school holidays, and we agreed today that we need to do a bit more work on that.
Another way the government's looking to perhaps stop the spread of the virus, drawing up contingencies to isolate any hotspots where it's flared up in individual towns or suburbs. And the National Cabinet's already given itself a way of sealing off remote Indigenous communities who are highly vulnerable to an outbreak.
The way this will work is states and territories will nominate prescribed areas, that is communities, in consultation with Indigenous communities as an emergency requirement.
And for that other major group of vulnerable Australians, the aged, there's another $444 million to go into making sure their carers have what they need in these troubling times.
This additional funding is being focused on those who are most vulnerable to get them the additional support so they can get access to the essential things they need, particularly through things like Meals on Wheels and home care support and the other things older Australians will need going through this time.
That's in addition to expanded testing for the virus, the Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy's announcing today.
We are now testing all aged care workers because aged care is such a crucial area. We will be testing healthcare workers with influenza-like illnesses, all people presenting to hospital with pneumonia. In addition to the usual criteria of return travellers and contacts.
Over the weekend, the government's set to announce a second round of stimulus measures to prop up the economy. It'll focus on those who will suffer lost or dramatically reduced income as work dries up, but the Prime Minister's already asked state leaders to work with banks and landlords to ease rental payments for those suffering.
So understanding what the trigger might be and how, in those circumstances, tenants would be able to maintain their tenancies.
And finally, there's one thing on the government's own calendar it won't be proceeding with, and that's the annual budget in May. That's now been postponed to early October.
The idea that you can actually put together any sort of forecasts around the economy at this time is simply not sensible.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Tom Eagledon reporting for you from Canberra.